Valentinus says, when the Sabal Yushalayim Zoyche V'roye V'simchoso, anyone who's been Sabal on Yushalayim merits and sees the Simcha of Yushalayim. So she'eina v'tabla Yushalayim, eina zoyche v'roya. Anyone who's not misabel on Yushalayim is not zoyche v'roya b'simchaso b'vinyana. We really have to understand who's misabel on Yushalayim. Who's truly misabel on Yushalayim? The Chassid Yavetz writes, and I quote, "V'kan mokum sheroy laharchiv boyes adibur, il molei loyhoya ela avoin ze biyodeinu." If the only avera we had biyodeinu was she'ein misablon al Yerushalayim keroy, that we're not misablon Yerushalayim properly, hoyedai laharch goluseinu, that would be enough that we should remain in golus. Zok the Yavitz, Vuhu be'enai hasibo hakroivo, hayoise gluya atsuma v'chazoka. This is to me clear, the cause, the greatest cause, the most obvious cause, the strongest cause, v'chol hashmodois, hamuflogois, hagdoilois, v'anoirois, hamavilois, harayoin, for all the tragedy that befalls Klal Yisrael. Asher metzonu begolus b'chol mekoymais tzureinu. Says the Yavetz that not being mitzapel Yeshua, not being misabel on Yerushalayim, not recognizing that that's really the cause, the fact that we don't have Yerushalayim habnuya, for that we're worthy of staying in golus. Chassam Sofer writes, Hifligu Chazal ba'oinish misha'enim misabel al churban Yerushalayim. Chazal ha'maflig with the Avera, they expand upon it and they bring out the greatness of it. Says the Chassam Sofer, Hutzruchu lazeh bezman sheYisrael begoyla. We need this so much to be misabel Yerushalayim when we're in Golus. The Chassam Sofer says curious words after this. V'chachmeihem, v'chachomim, meginim aleihem. The Torah is megin. V'hashchina imam b'Golus. The Shechina is also in Golus. K'nesher al goizolov yirachef. The Eibishter is like a nesher al goizol of Yerachef, like an eagle hovering over its nest, waiting for his children to come back. Oz tzrichin azhor yaseir shalom lishkoyach es Yerushalayim. In Golos Befrat, we have to realize that we can't forget Yerushalayim. Why is it? Such a difficult thing for us to be misabel on Yerushalayim. It's called Ikvus de Mashiach. Rav Nachum, Zichrono Livracha, Rav Nachum Batzovitz, Amir Rosh Yeshiva, used to say, why is it called Ikvus de Mashiach? Why is it called the Ekev, with the Lashon of Ekev? He says, it's called Ikvus de Mashiach because the heel is the least sensitive part of the body. It's the least, has the least feeling. The heel is tough. It doesn't feel. It doesn't even feel when it's pricked. It doesn't feel. It's not sensitive. Leider, that's what we are, Rabbi Yisrael. We're insensitive to the fact that we're in Golus. No matter how many redifas Klal Yisrael has gone through, Klal Yisrael remains comfortable in Golus. Where's the Tzipisa Yeshua? You know, Rav Pinchas Koritzer writes an unbelievable thing. He writes, Schoik. In Yiddish, he writes in the Sefer, Ein Lachin, one laugh on Rosh Tisha B'Av is Sakonas Nefoshos. Sakonas Nefoshos. Ki kisha Odom b'mokoyim ha-melech ozi hu nishmo. When a person is in the mokum of the melech, he's watched. He's watched over. Masha'en ken ken Yisrachik. When a person is Nisrachik from the melech, he'll believe Shmira. Rabbi said, I want to tell you about Shmira. Chazal tell us that there's another Shmira. Chasam Sofer said the words, Chachmeyem are a Shmira for Klal Yisrael. I would like to tell you a frightening story. I'd like to share a frightening story with you. In 1953, in the beginning of Tovshin Yud Dalet, the Chazan Ish was Nifta. A few months after the guy in Reb Zelig Reuven Bengis was Nifta. This story was verified with Chaim Kanievsky, who heard it from his father, the stipler. The Chazan Ish came after he was Nifta in a dream to Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank. Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank was the Rav HaRoshi of Yerushalayim. And the Chazan Ish came to him in a dream and he said that the Beis Din Shel Maila judges each generation with its Gedolim and its Chachomim. The Beis Din Shel Maila is made up of the Chachomim of that generation. We have two, myself and Reb Zelig Reuven. We need a third. That was the dream. That was the message the Chazan Ish gave Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank. Reb Tzvi Pesach woke up with a shrek. He thought it was over. A half hour later, Reb Issa Zalman Meltzer was nifter. In 1940, Reb Och Ber was nifta, Reb Shimon Shkop was nifta, Reb Chaim Oizer was nifta. A few weeks after Reb Chaim Oizer was nifta, the Nazis Yimach Shemam stormed into Vilna. Ten years ago, Rav Gifter was nifter. Rav Victor Miller was nifter. Rav Pam was nifter. A few weeks later was September 11, 2001. This year, Rav Michal Yudel Lefkowitz was nifter. Rav Koppelman was nifter. Rav Chaim Stein was nifter. Rabbi say, we need Shmira. We need Shmira, and we don't even realize it. We're insensitive to it. We're insensitive to Kedusha, Rabbi say. The reason why we don't feel Churban is because we don't feel Kedusha. And we don't feel being separated from Kedusha. We don't feel it when we walk into the Beis Medrash, because it's a joke. We don't feel it when we come to davening. It was mishmus in the middle of davening. We take out our phones. We look at our emails. We don't feel the Kedusha. We're not sensitive to the Kedusha. We're not sensitive. Not only are we not sensitive to Kedusha, we're not sensitive to each other. We're not sensitive to our friends. We're not sensitive to those that are not our friends. We're not sensitive to other Yidden. We're not sensitive to our neighbors. We're not sensitive to our spouses. We're ikvus of the Mashiach. We're as sensitive as the heel on our feet. That's why we can't feel. Chazal, when misakin a day, Rabbi say. Really not a day. A day and a little bit more. They were misakin a few hours ago. A couple of hours ago, everyone sat on the floor, a little more than 2 hours ago. And ate Pascha-Reva, Melach, the Kitoin Shalmayim, dipped it in to Efer. Some had eggs, dipped into Efer. Why did Chazal say this to us, give this to us? The Gemara tells us, Maisa, Minig, Noyakoya, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Loi. His Minig was, the Minig of Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Loi, was they were maybe in Pascha Reve, Melach, Mekita, and Shalmayim. And he sat, Bein Tano Lekirayim, the Gemara, and Aflamed, and Aleph, the Lamed, and Beis, and Taina says, the Doimeloi, Kimisha, Mesoi, Mutul, Lefonov. Rabbi Sai, Mesoi, Mutul, Lefonov is the Pshat, is a halacha. The Suda HaMafsekes is a halacha. It's a halacha of Aninus. Kimesoi, Mutul, Lefonov, someone just died. A relative of ours that we have to be misabel on was just died. We were just separated from Kedusha. We lost the greatest thing. We lost the connection to HaKadosh Baruch. Is that not a reason to be misabel? Perhaps what we can be misabel on, if we can't feel this, is we have to be misabel on something maybe a bit deeper. There's a famous actual recording, but it's a famous story. 1967, when the Israeli army were victorious, of course, with the absolute blatant siyata d'shmaya, nisei nisim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the first troop, first soldiers to reach the Kaisel, touch the Kaisel, from a Yidden, from soldiers. And there were Frum soldiers and Freie soldiers. And these Frum soldiers were standing there and they were crying. They couldn't believe it. They came back to Yerushalayim. They could touch the Kaisel. And there were Freie soldiers standing there. They couldn't relate. And there was one Freie soldier that stood there and just started crying. And his friend looked at him and he said, I understand why they're crying. They're religious. They know what it means. Why are you crying? And the soldier looked at his friend and he said, Ani bocheh biglal shani lo bocheh. I'm crying because I don't know what to cry about. Rabbi said, perhaps that's our avelis. That's how we can be misabel on Yerushalayim. We can be misabel on Yerushalayim because we can't be misabel on Yerushalayim. Because it's difficult for us to feel it. Perhaps the final words of Eicha should speak to us. Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha v'nashuva chadei shemenu kekedem. Rabbeisai, let's come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why is it that we can't feel? Why is it that it's so difficult to feel? We just learned the Haftarah of Shabbos Chazoin, the words of Yeshaya HaNavi. Yeshaya HaNavi says, Shimu Shamayim Vazin Yoretz Yashem Dibe Bonim Gidalti V'Roimamti. Children I have raised, I've elevated them. V'Hein Poshubi. And they rebelled against me. Yoda Shor Koineu. Chamor Avus Balov. The Shor, the ox, knows its master. And the dunk, the mule, knows the trough of his master, of his owner. But Yisroel lo Yoda. Klal Yisroel doesn't know. Ami lo Yisroel. My nation doesn't understand. What is Yeshaya HaNavi telling us? Bonim gadalti v'ramalti. V'heim poshubi. Shor knows his master. How could you not know your master? Frekt Rebel Yelafyan. Vosfa kal v'choyim is that? The Shor is a beast of burden. It's not an intelligent being. It knows its master. What does it mean it knows its master? What is it, a philosopher? We, humans, an intellectual connection. What's the Rabbi said, what is this kal v'choyim is Zotr Bel Yopran Dvorim Neuroim? Ashur knows its master because within its nature it knows its master. The Eibishta put within the Shur that it is a beast of burden and it is a slave to its master. Zokt Shaya Shaya Hanovi. A person knows in his nefesh. Bonim Gidalti Viraimamti. Zokt Shaya Hanovi. Rebbe Yochanan says that what the pshat is, I put in you, it is a natural inclination to a person to be sensitive to Kedusha. There's a natural inclination to people, to specifically Bonim, to be sensitive to Kedusha. Behem Poshubi. But it's the Aveira that blocks it. It's Chatoyim. Ki Choshalto Ba'avoynecho. Yod Asher Koineim. There are people. There's a shar that knows its master. Zokt Rebel Yelapyan, but there's a chamor, it doesn't even know its master. It's a lower being. He knows Ovus Bolov. He knows where he gets his food. Zokt there, some people are shvarim. They can know their master. But there's some people that look, they're so involved, they think it's koichi vaitzim yad, they only see the trough. They see the trough of the master. They don't even realize it's the master. Yisrael lo yada, Ami lo hisboinu. Yeshaya HaNavi is telling us something very, very important. He's telling us that the reason why we're not sensitive is because we're involved in those things we shouldn't be involved in. Ki choshalto ba'avoynecho. Bonim godalti v'reimamti. There is a proclivity within a man. There is a natural inclination, an affinity within a yid. Bonim atem lamokoi. We run away. We're choite. And that's a reason to cry. The rabbis say we're not the only ones that cry or should cry at Tisha B'Av. The Medrash Necher Abasi in the Psicha says, Ani doim oma HaKadosh Baruch Hu liYirmiyah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Yirmiyah, and I proceed before the Medrash says, the Eibush is looking, where are my people? Where's my bias? Oili al-Basi, woe is my house. Bonai heichonatem, where are my sons, children? Oyave heichonatem, my loved ones, where are you? My Ma'aseh lochem, what shall I do for you? Hisreisi bochem, I warned you. Loi chazartem b'tshuva, you didn't come back for tshuva. Tisha B'Av is the day where the stark reality that there is an Einish. The Eibishter warns and warns and warns. The Torah warns. And at one point, the Eibishter says enough. And the Eibishter cries about it. And Idoima Hayoim, the Eibishter says to Yirmiyah, La'odim Shoyloi Ben Yechidi, I have one son. Ve'asalei Chuppah, he made a Chuppah of him. The melech. Umeis b'toich chupasoi. Ve'ein lich ha'koiv lo yalai v'lo yalbonai. The Eibishter says, where are you, my children? And he cries that he had to send us away. He had to destroy his bias. We once, on Rosh Hashanah, spoke about how the shofar on Rosh Hashanah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu calling out to his people and Klal Yisrael calling out to the Eibishter. The Eibishter and Klal Yisrael calling out to each other. I would argue that Tisha B'Av is Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu crying to each other. Rabbi Say, I have to speak practically. sensitivity to Kedusha is not only in the Beis Medrash. Sensitivity to Kedusha is sensitivity to what marriage is. It's sensitivity to the Kedusha of the relationship of Ish v'Isha, which is doimed to the relationship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to Klal Yisrael. It's a sensitivity to know that someone else's wife is not my wife, someone else's husband is not my husband, and the relationship is sacrosanct. Rabbeisai, the taruvis that goes on in our community is such a bizoyin hatayrim. It's such a bizoyin to the kedusha of a relationship of marriage. It's an amazing thing. Husbands are running or walking on roads with other people's wives, sitting around talking to other people's wives. Wives talking to other people's husbands. What's that bizoyin? What's that? The shiftless, a lowness. What good is going to come out of that? What's that chorm that is in Klal Yisrael? Befrat in the summer. Befrat. It's tznius, Rabbeisai, and I talked to the Ezra Snoshim. The lack of tznius, the lack of sensitivity to Kedusha, the lack of sensitivity to what it means to be a tznua, what it means to be a Bas Yisrael. You walk in the street and you look at people in our community, in Brooklyn, New York. It's amazing the lack of sensitivity, the lack of care, the total abandonment of any responsibility to the tenets of the Torah. Such a bizoyan, such a lack of regard for other people, lack of regard for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbeisai, I would like to read a letter that the Chofetz Chaim wrote in 1924. El kvoyin harabonim v'admirim v'b'chol asar v'asar ula yesh b'yodom l'sakein dover ma. To all the rabbis and chassidish rebbes, wherever they may be, maybe they have an opportunity, they have the strength to be misakin just a bit. Yeschorom rav mehashem. Says the Chofetz Chaim, hine yesh li tzar godol mipnei etzem ho'inyin v'gam mitmias rabim af shekulom maminim. Everyone believes shekol mashim ishava lemato bein letoiv bein lemutiv. It was obviously terrible tragedies, terrible redifus against Klal Yisrael. And Chofetz Chaim saying everybody believes it's for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKol hu me'eis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mikol mokoim kol echor oimir u'mishtoimim. Nobody knows. U'pelo hu be'enov. Mipnei man ishtanu ha'itim kol kach lira. Why are things bad happening? Why are bad things happening? Haloi milvad ze shekol yischol b'chol mokoim psureyem. Beino amim kulam nasu mishubodim. And Rabbi say in those days it was physical shibud. Today, the spiritual shibud that Klal Yisrael is under, adults, children, teenagers, the tragedies, the families that are ripped apart now in society today, is no less, perhaps more, of a tragedy than the pogroms that befell Klal Yisrael in years past. The Amarti Sheikir Sibas Hadavar Rabbeisai, nobody today could say such a thing, but the Chofetz Chaim could. I know that the reason is She'onu Marchikim Ba'atzmeinu Es HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We talk about Shmira Hagana, we throw the Eibishter away from us. U Tzivolonu V'Yizkadishtem V'Yisem K'doishim. Make yourselves holy. Bomru Chazal, Kol Mekadish Atzmoil, Milamato Makdishin, Mekadishin Oise Milamayla. Person Mekadish himself here, then Mekadishin Lamayla. If he does Ma'at, it's Ma'at. Mekadishin Oise Harbe, Boilam Hazeh. Mekadishin Oise Loilam Habo. Because of Acher Oimer, Ki Hashem Eloikecha Mishalech Bekerev Machanecha Latzilcha. Pasuk in the Torah, the Eibishter comes and he travels with Klal Yisrael to save it from tragedy. V'hoya Machanecha Kodosh. V'lo Yeroa B'cho Ervas Dovar V'shov Me'acharecha. Make your machane kodosh. So I do not see a dvar erva. Because if I see a dvar erva, v'shov me'acharecho, I turn away from you. There is only one time that the Eibishter turns away from Klal Yisrael. When it's yirah b'cho erva stov. Harei bi'olonu akosam mefurish kasher niya kedoshim u'mishalech b'neinu. When we're Kodashim, he's amongst us. Latzilenu mikol ra. Avolim yirah b'nu ervas dova, u'shov me'acharenu. U'memelu yachulu aleinu. Kol ha'sibos chas v'sholom. This is the scourge of our generation. And if in the Chafetz Chaim's times, and we'll see in a second what he talks about, it was that way. 1924. What the Tznius looks like today. In 1924, I believe, at that time, if a woman wore a skirt above her knee in New York City, she got a summons, Rabbi said. Today you have to double park to get that summons. I'll tell you what. If the president maybe wants a stimulus plan to bring money, to bring revenue into the government, boy, I'll tell you, just put back that law, forget anything else. V'hinei amru chazal, tefach b'isha. A tefach be'isha is an erva if it's supposed to be covered. Kayoim ba v'neisenu harab nisparei tzadova ma'oid ma'oid. Says the Chofetz Chaim, and he goes on, I don't have to go on, right? Rabbi Isai, maybe it'll help a little bit. Maybe it could help a little bit. Sensitivity to Kedusha. Sensitivity to Kedusha, b'chlal, in relationships, sensitivity to Kedusha in tznius. Perhaps that's one way we could be made, we could return to HaKadosh Baruch. And perhaps that's one way, if we get in touch with the sensitivity, that we want HaKadosh Baruch Hu with us. We want to live a life where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is comfortable with us. The greatest, the closest relationship to the relationship that can bring Shekhinah in this world is Ish B'Isha. And the world has it so wrong. They make everything so shuffle, so low, so pachas, just to throw the Eibishter away. You push the Eibishter out of our lives. And on Tisha B'Av, we sit on the ground in that recognition. It's certainly something to be misabel on. Misabel that we can't be misabel. And the only reason why we can't be misabel is because shalta b'avoynecho. Yod asher koneo b'chamorov uzbalov. Bonim godaltim v'remamti. V'hein poshu bi. D'chsam soifer yesks ha'ore in the Gemara. L'chayr the Lashon HaGemara is not correct. The grammar is not correct. Kol ha-misabel al-Yerushalayim yizke v'yira b'simchos. That's not what the Gemara says. Not that he will be zoicha, and he will see the simcha. But the Gemara says, kol ha-misabel al-Yerushalayim zoicha v'roya b'simchos. He will be zoicha, he is zoicha, and he sees the simcha of Yerushalayim. Zok the Helikach Sam Seifer. The reason is because the mere fact that we sit on the ground and we think about Yerushalayim for a day and we're misabel and hopefully we can shed maybe a tear, that proves that Yerushalayim is still alive. Something that's old, the Marsha tells us the reason why the Chazal said Kimesa Mutal Lufanov. Because Chazal wanted to put it into our consciousness that it's like it just happened. And it's still alive and the hope is still there. If a person's lost hope, if something's dead and he lost hope, they can't cry on that. Can't be misabel on that. The mere fact that we're misabel al Yerushalayim, in that we see it, even if the Beis HaMikdash is not built now. We're zoyche v'royeh in the simcha of Yerushalayim now. Because we know that one day, very, very soon, we should be zoyche v'royeh b'simchas. Rabbeisai, let's think about what we're talking about. Let's think about being more sensitive to the Beis Medrash, being more sensitive to Ketusha, being more sensitive to Halacha, to Tznius, being more sensitive to each other. After all, the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Al Sinas Chinam, Ben Adam Benanu L'Chaveri, Shtaka B'Zoyche, that we should all be Zoyche today, tonight, tomorrow, be mekayim kol ha-mesabal o-yishalayim zoiche v'roi b'simchosim ish b'zoiche v'sidigul ha-shalem b'her v'yomenu.